This is the Daily Download. New music, free on 92 Pro FM.
Ralphie Radio Show. I've said it time and time again. I'm not really into holiday music. However, later today, for the third consecutive year, I will head to iTunes and I will buy a holiday benefit. This year, of course, Volume 3, the third straight year of its coming out. It's a group of musicians out of New York City. They all get together. They record some covers, some new stuff as well. They put it out on iTunes, all for a great cause. Benjamin Wagner is one of those artists out of New York City. He kind of spearheads the whole project. He joins me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hello, Benjamin.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm excellent, sir. How are you?
Terrific.
Holiday Benefit Volume 3. Who does it benefit?
Benefits are really cool. It's a national and a local organization. The national umbrella is called 826. Mm-hmm. It was founded by the author Dave Eggers. You know, he just did Where the Wild Things Are with Spike Jonze. He wrote the screenplay. And he has this group of small bureaucrats all over the country, in Brooklyn and in Boston and Detroit and in Chicago and in Berkeley, and they help young kids learn to read and write, but specifically creative writing, and specifically kids who don't have some place to go after school, you know, whose folks might be working, and they help them, you know, really learn to express themselves creatively.
That's really cool too, because it seems like so far with the Obama administration and just government in general always trying to fund sciences and so on, the arts get left out a lot of times. So it's cool that 826 doesn't obviously turn its back on the arts.
For me, it was so crucial, you know, as a creative person to support creative expression. And for me, creative writing was a way out of, you know, I don't know, way out of my head, way out of whatever was going on at school or in the family, a way to express myself. And whether it was songwriting with music or whether it was short stories or creative writing, that's why we love the place. And they're whimsical and silly and fun. So they're the one in Brooklyn, the storefront, is a superhero supply shop. So you can buy capes and masks and stuff like that. And the one in Berkeley is a pirate supply shop, so you can, you know, buy all the stuff you need to be a pirate. So they got a great sense of humor too.
Very cool. How do you go about comprising the musicians that end up putting forth a Holiday Benefit Volume 3?
It's gotten easier because basically myself and basically the guys in my band, Tony Maselli and Chris Abad, we sit around and you know, over beers or coffee or what have you, make a list of all the artists that we're pals with or that we know of in the city, in our, you know, kind of a singer-songwriter circle, a number of maybe 15 venues that we play, and say, well, who are the people we'd love to be on this record that we think would do a cool job of spinning a holiday track? And basically this year, everybody that we asked said yes to doing the record. So there's some just phenomenal, really fun recordings on this one.
Great music for a great cause. A Holiday Benefit Volume 3. It's on iTunes now. We're speaking with Benjamin Wagner here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Now, you guys always have a single from the compilation. This year, it's a cover of an older song. I'm not trying to date you, Benjamin, I swear, but I was -4 when Billy Squire released Christmas is the Time to Say I Love You.
I wasn't that old either. It's cool.
How'd you guys pick the song?
Well, it gets trickier and trickier to find. What we do is, so everybody submits a track of their own cover song or an original, and then we get everybody together to record one together because we want to build community amongst ourselves. You know, we want to hang out with our friends, either old friends or new friends. So the first year we did Do They Know It's Christmas, which is like the best rock and roll Christmas jam of all time. Mm-hmm. And last year we did Happy Xmas, War Is Over, of course, the John Lennon, Yoko Ono classic, because it felt editorially or politically salient, and it's also a great song. So this year we were kind of stumped, and a bunch of us were just kind of, Chris and Tony and I were just trying to find the right track that had the right energy and that had group vocals and that had the right sentiment. And this Billy Squire song, which I vaguely remember from the early days of MTV, it had a point where everybody was singing along, and then there's some great lines, and I don't know, I've been thinking a lot about the phrase, Christmas is the time to say I love you. I mean, arguably, it's always the time, but if there was ever a time more than another, this might be it. So it's a great jam, and the band really kicks it out on this one. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was trying to think of where else I had heard this song before, and sure enough, it's on Rock Band.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah. Now, do you play Rock Band? Anybody else that helped with the Holiday Benefit play
I'm
Rock
sure
Band?
I'm sure that members of, I mean, there were like, you know, 20 people who made the record. I'm sure everybody does, but I do not.
You do not. You play the real thing, which is,
I actually play guitar and I actually sing, but I'm not averse to it. I'm down.
Benjamin Wagner, again, A Holiday Benefit, Volume 3. It's on iTunes right now, benefiting 826, a great cause. We're going to get into the single right now as well. Benjamin, I'm going to let you do the honors and introduce it here on the Ralphie Radio Show.
You bet. It's the Holiday Benefit Singers. It's Christmas is the Time to Say I Love You from A Holiday Benefit, Volume 3.
Christmas is the time to say I love you. Share the joys of laughter and
sentiments that everyone should know.
Memories of a year that lays behind us, wishes for the year that's yet to come.
And it stands to reason that good friends in season will make you feel that life has just begun.
Christmas is the time to say I love you.
Yes, a cover of Billy Squier's Christmas is the Time to Say I Love You. It's off the compilation, A Holiday Benefit Volume 3. On iTunes now, we'll post the link on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Again, proceeds benefit a great cause, 826. You can read up about that as well. Again, all on the Ralphie Radio Show blog.